Masechta Shkalim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hei. We learned previously that if an animal was found within a certain distance of Yerushalayim, then we assume that it was either an oil or a shlamim, depending on what type of animal it was. This Mishnah says that the person who found the animal was mechuyev not only to bring the animal as a carbon, but he was also mechuyev to bring the nesachim that accompanied the animal, such as the wine or oil if necessary. Every carbon has nesachim, and therefore we were mechuyev, this person, the finder of the animal, to bring the nesachim and pay for them out of pocket. So the Mishnah says, Berishayna, in the beginning, hayu memashkinin es maitzeha. We would take a mashkin, we would take collateral from the finder of the animal, achu mevi nesachecha, until he would pay for the nesachim. So he would bring the animal that he found, we would take a mashkin from him until he would come back and pay for the nesachim that we needed to accompany the animal. So what happened? Chazru lios manichin oiso barchin. So people who found animals, they didn't want to pay for it because they were finding the animal, they were bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash, but they weren't interested in incurring a loss out of pocket because of it. So they would leave the animal in the Beis HaMikdash and they would run away. And they'd say, here, you deal with it. So Beis Din didn't like that. It was a tremendous bizayon, and there were unattended animals being left in the Beis HaMikdash. So iskinu Beis Din sheyehu nesachecha ban mishal tzibur. So they made a takana that let the nesachim be paid for out of the tzibor's pocket. So they would take communal money and use that to pay for the nesachim. In this way, the finders of these animals would not disregard the animals and would properly bring them to the Beis HaMikdash to be offered. Zok Mishnah Vav, Amar Reb Shimon, Shiva Devarim Hiskinu Beis Din V'zeh Echad Mehen. That Reb Shimon says there were actually seven things that Beis Din was misaking, and of them, of the seven items which the Mishnah is going to list, the first one is this one that we said, that when someone finds an animal and we assume it's a carbon and he has to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, the tzibur pays for the nesachim. That was takana number one. Now the Mishnah will list the remaining six. Nachri shesholach oilasai mimedinas hayam, if a nachri sends a carbon, oila, from far away, v'shalach imon nesachim, and he sends along with it nesachim, kraven mishaloi. Then we bring what he sent. Now this does not mean that he actually sent the wine or the oil, because if he sent the wine or the oil itself, we would assume that it's tame, and we would not bring it. It means that he sent the money to pay for it. So if the guy sends the money to pay for it, and we know every carbon needs a nesachim, and we learn out that even the carbon that's brought by a goy needs nesachim. So therefore, if he sent the money to pay for it, we use his money and we purchase the nesachim with it. Fiyam lav, and if not, if he didn't send money, then kraven mishal tzibur, then they're brought from the communal money from the shkalim. V'chein ger shameis v'hiniach svachim, and similarly a ger that died and he left over a carbon, so he designated an animal as an adava, an animal to be brought as a carbon, and then he died. So in yesh lo nesachim, if he has money to pay for the nesachim, or he has the nesachim in his property, kraven mishalei, we bring it. But v'yam lav, if he doesn't have money, kraven mishal tzibur, it's brought from communal funds. So this is talking about a ger who had no relatives. So he once he was megayer, obviously his family is no longer considered his relatives. But it's talking about a case where he didn't get married and he didn't have children. So there's no one to inherit his estate. So if there's no one to inherit his estate, and let's say he doesn't have money to pay for the nesachim, so in such a case, the nesachim are going to be brought from the tzibur's money. The next takana, utenai bezdin hu al koyin gadol shemeis, shetehim en chasa kreva mishal tzibur. And there was a tenai bezdin that a koyin gadol who died, who was mechuyev, a koyin gadol normally was mechuyev to bring a mincha every day, which was called a minchas chavitin. And this minchas chavitin, which was brought by the koyin gadol, was brought half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And it was a certain thing that only a certain mincha that was brought only by a koyin gadol. So what happened if the koyin gadol died? So the Mishnah says that there was a tenai bezdin that when the koyin gadol died and they had not yet appointed a replacement, so during the interim, they would bring the minchas chavitin and it would be paid for by communal money. Rabbi Huda argues. So till now it was Reb Shimon talking. So now Rabbi Huda argues. He says, no, it's not brought from communal money, but rather Mishal Yarshin. It's brought from the children of this Kohen Gadol, the living children of this Kohen Gadol who inherit his estate, they bring it. And he learns out, he makes a drasha from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, regarding the Kohen Gadol, it says, V'hakoyen ha-mashiach tachtov mi bonav. So he says, he darshens it like this, V'akayinah Mashiach, that when the Kayin was anointed to be Kayin Gadol dies, Tachtav Mibanov, let his sons bring it instead of him. So he learns this out as a remez, basically, that when a Kayin Gadol dies, and they have not yet appointed a replacement, during the interim, the children are required to pay for the Michas Chavitin. And not only do the children have to bring it, but Ushleim Ha'isa Kreva. So both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree that it's brought whole. I mentioned a moment ago that the Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chavitin was brought half in the morning and half in the afternoon. However, in the event that the Kohen Gadol died, and they were bringing this Minchas Chavitin during the interim, before they appointed a replacement, then the entire Mincha would be brought at once. They did not split it up to be half in the morning and half in the afternoon.